stay away from any other high-rise building.
Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center here in New York City.
1 second after the sound started, there was gray smoke and what looked to be like confetti flying all over the place.
People are starting to run.
And then we saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building and there was smoke everywhere.
It's like this unbelievable ball of fire.
There was time to evacuate a lot of the building, so we're not sure at this point. We're hopeful that a lot of people got out of the building, but we don't know the numbers yet.
They're telling us to get out, but there's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane hit.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack.
People start crying, people start running.
The first attack was about 8:50.
We lost people that have given over 40 years. Over 300 people that are missing that we can't account for. Many of them are gone.
Worried about that other tower? Personally, I am. I got fellow officers that might be trapped.
You guys going back?
Yeah, it's our job. You do the same thing.
You find somebody to love in this world, you better hang on to the nail.
And I want to let you all know that I love you very, very much.
Wolf is always at the door.
In case I don't see you again.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
Another one just hit. Something else just hit.
I hope I live. It's coming down on me.
We were up the escalator about to go out the door when the building collapsed.
If I didn't leave the minute that I left, I would be dead.
This is an enemy that tries to hide. But it won't be able to hide forever.
Out of here, and he hung up. This is my husband with my kids.
We'll hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Where the Twin Towers used to be, a slow, confusing search for life is underway.
We have a lot of stories of courage, a lot of stories of compassion.
He told me they were getting ready to do something. And I pleaded with him to please sit down and not draw attention to himself. And he said, no. If they're going to run this into the ground, we're going to have to do something. We're going to do something. And he hung up.
I know there's somebody somewhere. Make these dark clouds disappear. Until that day, I have to believe, I believe, I believe. In a New York.
Some 9 people were pulled from the rubble alive.
I asked the people of New York City not to be frightened, go about their lives as normal.
The American people need to know we're facing a different enemy than we have ever faced.
It's important that Americans know that their allies and their friends around the world do stand shoulder to shoulder with them.
This battle will take time and resolve, but make no mistake about it, we will win.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.